my timer so I can keep track. Hi, my name is Bridget, and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is January 28th, 2023. I have a sponsor. My sponsor has a sponsor, so on and so forth. Super nervous, but super grateful to be here. Hopefully I don't pass out. So for me, my drinking started really young. I don't remember my first drunk because drinking was just kind of a family social thing. We would go to the desert or the river or camping, and you know, there'd always be pina coladas or those mudslide drinks, and or what were those things called? Wine coolers. Fuzzy Navel was a good one. And at first it would just start with me like taking a couple of sips off my mom's, you know. And then I remember, I think my first like real drinking memory was we were camping and we were out at the pool, and I was able to convince my mom to give me my own wine cooler, and I was like, yeah, this is dope. And then I finished it and I wanted another one, and my mom's like, no, you don't need another one, like you got soda over there. And I was just like, I was so annoyed. And from then, it was like the manipulation on how do I get another drink. You know, I figured out that if I just waited a little bit until my mom got a good buzz going on, then she didn't really care. And there was another time we were out at the desert, and, you know, I did that. I waited. My mom, I could see my mom had a good buzz going on, so I went for the pina coladas, and one of the other adults went to pour me the virgin mix. My mom's like, nah, she wants the real stuff. And I was like, yeah, mom, you know. And we all got wasted that night. And the next day, I think my mom, you know, when they, like, catch you smoking, they try to make you smoke a carton of cigarettes so that you feel real bad. The next day, my mom was like, oh, how do you feel? But I was like 12 or 13. I was like, I'm great. Like, let's do it again. So it was always just like, you know, weekends and stuff like that. And then, you know, when I was in junior high, we would go, I would save up my lunch money, and me and my friends would go to the beach and have like some of the unhoused people buy us some beer, and we go down to the beach and drink, you know, and it was good times. Never really got into trouble. My freshman year, however, I ditched a lot, did a little, quite a few side dishes. And I failed my whole freshman year. And so I kind of straightened up. I reconnected with some of my church friends, and I was doing all that. I was going to like church camps and youth groups, and I did really good for like till my senior year. But I remember, I specifically remember being at this church camp, and you know, it was really fun, and everybody's out there standing and singing and one of the things. And I remember looking around, and you know, everybody's got their hands up in worship, and I just was like, man, like I wish I could connect like that. And I couldn't find the connection. And so I graduated high school, and I started dating a guy that was quite a few years older than me. And so he was, you know, buying me Smirnoffs. And so I started drinking again. And, you know, it was the weekend things, partying and stuff. And then when I was 21, I got a job in insurance. And they were giving me a tour of the place. And, you know, like the producers had bottles in their office. There was beer in the fridge and wine in the cupboard, and I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, I have arrived. This is my kind of job, you know. And then one of the guys took me to lunch, and he was like, oh, were you going to – I ordered, like, a soda. And he was like, oh, you don't want a drink? And I was like, that's a thing? we can drink on our lunch break. And he was like, yeah, just have like a margarita. And I was like, okay. So then that just kind of really made the drinking normal, like a normalized social thing. You know, we would drink at lunch, we would go to meetings with clients, and there'd be a lot of wine and drinking. And but for me, unbeknownst to me, I'm an alcoholic. So that turned into drinking every day at lunch, drinking every day after work. You know, there was a point in time where I would go to work, I'd get off work, go straight to the bar, wait for my friend to get off work, and then we'd go to the next bar, and then that bar would close, and then we'd go to the next bar, and wherever we ended up, I had a toothbrush in my purse, because I never knew where I was going to sleep, and then I'd wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, go home, shower, get ready for work, and do the whole thing over again. It was like Groundhog's Day. But that... to me, that was just normal. That was just what people did, you know. I eventually got fired from that job because I would call out all the time. I'd be hungover and just didn't want to go to work. Oh my gosh, it's already been 6 minutes. Fast forward. So I got to a place where it wasn't social. I'm secluding myself at home because I'd rather just drink at home and not have people watch and see how much I'm drinking. I would just drink vodka. I started putting line marks on my vodka bottle to, like, on the handle to see, like, how much I was drinking in a day. And I thought, I don't know if regular people do that. And then, you know, one time I found myself at my mom's house doing shots in the bathroom, and I looked at myself in the mirror and I'm like, ugh, I might have a problem. I don't think regular people drink vodka in the bathroom at their mom's house. I got to a really dark place. My dad had passed, and I just didn't really have much left. I started just feeling out of control. There's a moment that I'll never forget, and I hold on to because this moment is my moment that keeps me sober. I didn't want to drink anymore, but I couldn't not. I was in the kitchen, and I, with all my body, did not want to drink, but I watched myself pour a shot and take it, and I couldn't control it. So gratefully, I was able to reach out for help. I went to rehab, and through rehab, I got open to Alcoholics Anonymous, and I started coming to meetings, and I found this really great fellowship of all these people that are so supportive. I started working the program, I got a sponsor, and I just really try to keep myself, what they say is like, keep yourself in the middle of the herd. And I'm just so blessed today. This birthday has been one of gratitude because I'm so blessed with the life that Alcoholics Anonymous has given to me. I no longer have to hide and be alone. And I have real, true friends that will do anything for me and help me out. None of the people that I drank with ever call or talk to me anymore. But it's just so amazing the life that I get to live now because I'm sober. You know, I get to take care of myself. I get to eat right. I started working out. I'm going to be able to hike Half Dome this year, which is something that I used to sit on my couch and use and drink and be like, yeah, one day I'm going to do that, but not today. And now it's like a thing. It's right there. You know, all the things that I used to dream about while I was drinking, I actually get to do now. And they're actually an option. And I'm so, so grateful. And I just look out in the crowd and I see all these people that came to support Joe and I from Tehachapi, and it just totally warms my heart, and I'm so blessed, and thank you all for being here and supporting my sobriety.